You're listening to the audio production of Remain in His Love, 90 Devotions to Help You Dig Deep and Draw Closer to God by Dr. Jackie Green, published by Thomas Nelson and read by the author. A note before we begin, don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider. It contains biblical affirmations, a Bible reading plan, and prayers from the Psalms, and will be referred to throughout as the enhancement. I dedicate this devotional to my Abba Father, the one I affectionately call Daddy. Years ago, I fervently prayed for the stick-to-itness to fill journals through personal time spent with you. This devotional stands as a tangible answer to that prayer. Your love so wide and long and high and deep, it drew me close, and its impact continues to enrich my life each day. Thank you for guiding me in the ways of remaining steadfast in your love. To my beloved husband and best friend, Travis, and to my cherished green boys, Jace, Josh, and Judah, you embody God's unwavering love in my life. With profound gratitude, I dedicate this book to each of you. Your presence has deepened my understanding of love and given me the gift of feeling truly treasured. Through your love, my connection with the Lord has thrived immeasurably. Remain in me, as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. Jesus, John chapter 15, verse 4. Introduction. For the past few years, I have been accepting, sharing, and living the message of permission. A life of permission happens when we flourish in the truth of who God says we are. And for as many times as I have shared this message, I continue to be amazed at how my permission to live free directly correlates with my acceptance of God's love for me. It is His consistent love as a father that fills the empty spaces and enhances the beautiful ones of my life. It is this love in which I want to remain and bear fruit. I desire the same for you. Embracing our permission to live in His freedom and abundance comes in accepting who we are, God's beloved daughters. Our identity is confirmed, our roles are established, the family dynamic is clear. We are heirs and joint heirs. We are considered beloved by God. We are loved. When we remain aware of and rooted in this godly identity, we are lavished in His love. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. I invite you to join me in...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?